This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live into 110 cities across the United States of America, as well as into 53 different countries. We appreciate your trust. We have been talking about, for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media claimed we're under attack by Muslims. Now they're covering for Muslims when they attack you, and I'm going to get to detail so you understand exactly what I'm talking about and what I am talking about concerning the omission by the CIA-controlled media concerning the crimes of Muslims against Americans. There are, folks, not a peep from the media. Not a peep from the media. Why is the media covering for those that are bringing harm to you? Hey, folks, what about all the illegals coming into the United States of America? How come not a peep concerning the numbers that are coming in? Nope. Got to make the administration look good, right? Who's doing that? The media is. Why are they omitting information that is being sold to us as if it's good information coming from Donald Trump when, in fact, that's not true whatsoever? It shows you the media is helping the administration. It's not hurting the administration. Now, I want to get to this because, matter of fact, let me just slow down for a second here. During the break, just to show you how the media works, friends, and how they operate, you have a lot of useful idiots. Vladimir Lenin called them useful idiots. Useful idiots because they did what the teleprompter told them to do in our time. Useful idiots back in the 20s and the 30s because they did what the dictator's administration told them to do. Mussolini used to vet all of his information. By the way, Barack Hussein Obama was vetting all of his information before it was released onto the American people. Okay? And it just goes on and on and on. During the break, what'd you hear, friends? China's, you know what, we're not going to put up with this behavior from China. This is what, they just said it. This is the media, right? Did you know that, this has been going on for years too, by the way. It's Russia, China, America, the Pope's in on this. There's an alliance, friends, of hell. That's what it is. What are they trying to do? They're trying to establish a new world order. Nobody advocated for this more than George Bush Sr. And Donald Trump, we all know, is a globalist, right? It's interesting how that works, isn't it? Facts are stubborn things, aren't they? Back in January 24th of just this year, at 3:08 a.m., CNBC reported the U.S.-China trade talks are really about a new world order. See, so what you're told from this administration about what they're going to get together and talk about is not really what they're talking about. That's smoke and mirrors. They always say what makes the administration look good to the people that they need to rule over. That's what it is, and that's what's happening here. Again, U.S.-China trade talks are really about a new world order, Investec CEO says. Trade talks between the United States and China are not simply about trade, but a new world order, the chief executive of a major asset management firm told CNBC. Notice when it was released, friends, 3:08 a.m., you ever notice that they always seem to do things or hide behind events or when they pass bills, they're at awkward times, they're inconvenient. They'll post them on a Friday night or they'll have special sessions during a holiday. Folks, they do this stuff all the time. because they don't want you to know what it's really about. But I was just highlighting the fact of the New World Order in China and Russia and the Pope friends right before the break. And interestingly enough, what do they start talking about? Oh, well, you know, we're not going to put up with China. No, what they're saying, friends, is we're not going to put up with them. We're going to send some of our ambassadors and diplomats over there, and we're going to have a talk with them. And really what they're talking about is not what they told you that they were having a problem with, but what they're really doing, friends, is trying to ally a new world order. Okay? So if you're ever wondering what may happen during the final stages of judgment in America, friends, keep in mind what they'll do is once this alliance is made, they'll send Russian and Chinese troops into America. Oh, wait a second. They're already here. Well, we'll use those mercenaries just like King George did when he wanted to overthrow the colonists. Remember he used savage Indians, and then remember he also used the Hessians? Oh, well, what we'll do is just like Adolf Hitler, we'll send in the Muslims into America. Oh, let's talk about those 35 jihadi camps that are strewn across the United States of America. How come that's not being talked about? Furthermore, let me take it one more step. Remember the camp in New Mexico? Well, they just found another one, a terror camp, in Mississippi. Boy, it just hits the surface and then all of a sudden it disappears because it doesn't work for the agenda. But do you remember what was going on concerning the word missionaries, friends, or mercenaries? Forgive me, not missionaries, mercenaries. But do you remember New Mexico when they found those 13 kids and those two jihadis? They were training these kids up to commit terror attacks in public schools. You remember this? They found one little boy dead from starvation. And they found tunnels in New Mexico all across the underground. Are you going to tell me the government didn't know about it? Oh, yeah, I'm here to tell you that they knew about it. As a matter of fact, when it came to the surface, I even talked to the sheriff in the local county there who told me everything that was going on. And what's interesting to note, friends, it was the FBI that came in when the issue got too hot, and they came in and destroyed all the evidence. Is it all the guys in the FBI? No, I believe there's a lot of good guys. But there's tears, friends. There's people up on the upper echelon who know what's going on, and the little guys, the subordinates, they don't know what's going on. And those are the guys that we'd call the good guys. It's the guys up at the top that are bad. But I want to say this to the guys on the bottom. You know what? You still swore to uphold the Constitution. You need to do your job, and if you see corruption from the upper echelon in your agency, it's your job to deal with them. So it doesn't leak to us. Isn't that what you're doing? Isn't that what you're getting paid for? Isn't this your job? Yes. And I say that in sincerity. But again, friends, that was a free one. Just wanted to share that with you. I wanted to show you, friends, how they're constantly inundating the American people with lie after lie after lie after lie. And I got some friends on Top Chat that want me to keep going on this, but I got to stick to the topic. Thank you. Nope, you're exactly right, guys. Totally appreciate it. And thank you for your intervention and your information. I want to go to the next point here, friends. I said during the end of the first hour, a foreign government could have only dreamed of doing to us what this government has done to us. I mean, let's say what we've been told is true. Let's play stupid with them for a minute, okay? I ask them, why is it that the same government and the same media are now complicit in covering for these same people that have been accused of terror attacks on American soil? Okay, I'm going to take this break and I'm going to come back and I'm going to stick to the topic because I get all these little ghosts, these Holy Ghost bunny trails, friends, and I know people need to hear them, and I'm going to keep obeying that. But the fact of the matter is I got to stick to the plan here because I got, well, let's see how much, I don't have that much more to cover here, but I'm going to finish it before the show's up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Hi friends, I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media claimed that we were under attack by Muslims. Now they cover for Muslims when they attack Americans. It's just what's happening today. A little history lesson here will show you, again, I was just highlighting this, and this is, it really truly is amazing to me how the Holy Ghost runs through this ministry, because I'll get to it ahead of the game, and then all of a sudden I catch up to it, and then all of a sudden there it is. Which shows you he is ahead of the game, and it's always good to see that. It just brings about more confidence and trust. A little history will show you that King George III sought the aid of foreign mercenaries to take down his political opposition. We know that. The colonists were his political opposition. He even went so far as to call our forefathers terrorists. Remember that. He sought the aid of the Hessians and the savage Indians, and even attempted to force citizens of the colonies to take up arms against their own brothers. By the way, you can find this in the something called, ready for this, Americans? The Declaration of Independence. This isn't a theory. This is in your founding documents, just so you know. Also recollect with me, if you will, that Adolf Hitler had an alliance with the Muslims to aid his agenda in killing off his political opposition. And when we look to the link with the Third Reich and the Bush crime family, we can come to the realization that we're in the present seeing history repeating itself. It's happening. It's being played out right in front of us. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Hitler's SS, the Bushes, and the Muslim alliance, the unthinkable. Okay, and keep in mind, again, not a theory, friends. Prescott Bush was indicted in 1942. Really easy to find. Why? For helping finance Adolf Hitler's war. I want you to think about this, friends, as the Bushes were aiding Adolf Hitler's war, Prescott Bush during that particular time. Keep in mind that we lost over 405,399 men fighting against a tyrant named Adolf Hitler, or so we've been told. Okay. Easy to find. The Bushes were financing Hitler's war while your boys were dying. Your grandpas were dying. Your uncles were dying. Your dads were dying. Your brothers were dying. Just think about that. That is the highest form of treason. Read Luke 22, verse 48. I also want to interject to show you how this works, because this is what I've been warning about for a long time. Let me go back about a decade to make clear what I'm saying. Okay? Talking about the same topic here, friends. By the way, the same media, the same government that's changing laws to give a free hand to sodomites. And no wonder, that's all we have to do is go back to Boys Town in Nebraska to find out that there was pedophile rings in Washington, D.C., as they would steal these little boys away from the orphanages, and then they would go and sell them, and they would film them having intercourse with kids to extort politicians. This is a fact. Go online, friends. Conspiracy of Silence. It's all there for you to see. And pay attention to who tried to shut it all down. And Americans are trying to figure out, where's this gay agenda coming from? Where's this sodomy agenda coming from? It's been going on for a long time, friends. Keep in mind, they do the unthinkable because they don't believe that you think they could do such heinous crimes. And that's why they do what they do. When the whole sodomite homosexual agenda began to come out of their closet around 2005, my ministry instantly came under attack when we were doing high school assemblies, okay? 100 a year. My ministry instantly came under attack by those who were playing the victims that at the same time were attempting to tear down the law and attacking anyone who might oppose their abominable illegal agenda. Folks, we're seeing this today. That's all we had to do is look to Canada to understand what's going on here. But people just thought that was a conspiracy theory too, right? Now where are we? Folks, they were and are simply being used as a political battering ram to upend American sovereignty. We just heard on the news a couple minutes ago of how Jared Polis, the new governor, mysteriously the new governor in Colorado of all places, just passed two bills, unconstitutional, null and void if you know law, because it counters God's moral law. Ask William Blackstone, ask John Locke, ask Charles D. Montesquieu. You'll understand what I'm talking about. And keep in mind, it's a felony in every... Hey, folks, it's a felony. Sodomy is a felony in every state in the United States of America. What, now Jared Polis, because he becomes the government or the governor, he can now change law? Really? Well, isn't that what legislators do? According to the law. You know, when I hear people talk about equality, equality what? Well, we want our rights. Wait, you're a pedophile. Now the pedophiles are calling for their rights. This is a fact. You don't have rights. Those are crimes. The sodomites were saying, well, we want our rights. You don't have rights. Those are crimes. Look to state statute. It's against the law. Right? Well, where are they getting their rights from? They're not getting their rights from God. They're getting their privileges from the state, who means to control you, America. Because those that work in the state work for us, and they derive their delegated authority from us. We do not work for them. They work for us. They now mean to suppress us, don't they? And control us, don't they? Yep, that's exactly what they're doing. That's why they put Alina Kagan, known for queerifying Harvard, known for attacking our military. Folks, you want a messed up mind? You need to look to Alina Kagan. And by the way, she was pushed through with Senate approval without the American people knowing a thing about her history. And furthermore, she never judged a case a day in her life. And she's sitting on the Supreme Court. See, they're looking for those subversive friends within. And it's her job to discover God's moral law and apply it. Not to legislate it, just like it is in Jared Polis. Friends, you're under attack. But what you need to see here concerning the topic is the homosexuals are the first ones. When you give them a green light, you're saying okay to what God condemns. And when you do, just to show you God's government is in play, regardless of what corrupt man does or allows, when you give an abominable lifestyle a green light to say to them, do what you want to do, you have enemies coming right behind that are now there to judge you to the nth degree. And that's where we're at. Again, they're being used as a political battering ram to upend American sovereignty. Nothing new here, Americans. Read Psalm 94, verse 20, Ecclesiastes 1:9. There's nothing new under the sun. It keeps History keeps repeating itself and repeating itself and repeating itself in America. We have all of this history to avoid it repeating itself if we're willing to take heed. It's where we're at. And I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, we're done for. No, we're not. We're not done for. We still have the freedom today to do the right things. If we were done for, we wouldn't be in the position where we still have the strength that we have. Is God looking down upon America smiling? Absolutely not. Tell the wicked, woe unto them. That's a curse. Okay. Tell the righteous it'll be well with them. Regardless of whatever that means in life or death, yes, that's what it means. But folks, as you continuously sit back in your excuses, why don't you get to the point where you're tired of making excuses so you can actually get something done? That's a good idea. Now, going back to this, I'm sure that after 14 years of the homosexual agenda, the sodomite agenda and their tactics, you know how they play their cards. Name-calling is their retort when they play the victims. And what are they the victims of, friends? The law. Okay? 1 Corinthians 6:9, they shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. 1 Timothy 1:9, what is the law used for? Lawfully, and then it shows you, it highlights it. Okay? Each offense towards God, each violation, transgression. And what do? They call you haters, bigots, homophobic, homophobia, while at the same time attacking their opposition. We all know this now. Revelations 12:10. Well, now look who's behind them trying to do the same thing methodically and systematically. The Muslims are. Exactly. Now, but I want you to think about this before I get to the next point, okay? Now American kids are being subjected to the perversions that are running free in public schools as they, with the help of the pedophiles in government, attempt to normalize pedophilia abroad. I warned about over 15 years concerning this with the Word of God, okay? I warned you. I said, this is what it says. This is what's going to happen. It's about the kids. I was crazy. I was lunatic. Can you believe that hater, the lead hater of the ministry over there, Bradley Dean, is saying it's about the kids? That's all you have to do is look to Michael Swift in 1987, who actually inserted into the congressional record. It's been there since 1987, friends. In the congressional record, friends, the homosexual manifesto. And if you want to be offended, read it. But this is exactly line upon line, precept upon precept, what they're doing today. What's it about? The kids. Oh, it's not, Bradley. Come on. Oh, really? What about the little 11-year-old kid in New York? Right? That dresses up like a woman. ABC highlighted it. Now we found out that he was in a bar in New York, in a gay bar, dancing for men that were throwing money at him. Folks, that's a felony. That's criminal behavior in this country. Are you going to allow it to go on? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
At least a dozen people were killed Friday after a gunman opened fire at a municipal building in Virginia Beach. The attack was the deadliest mass shooting in the U.S. since November. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer asks why his city.
Still a sense of shock, disbelief. And, you know, we want to know, too. And, yes, the police are looking into it. And we just don't want to speculate right now and give out false information.
11 of the 12 victims were employees of the city. Police identified the gunman as Dwayne Craddock, who'd been employed with the city of Virginia Beach for the past 15 years. As an engineer, he died after a gunfight with police. As President Trump prepares for a visit to Buckingham Palace next week, he was told by The Sun during an interview that Meghan Markle had accused him of being misogynistic and divisive during his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump said he wasn't aware of those remarks, but said he believes she'll make a great American princess. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. It's my understanding that there are those that are trying to call in. That number again is 1-866-582-9933. We are making them aware of the fact that people are calling in. Why the phones are not being answered, we do not know. But we will get on that right away, okay? Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. We're just talking about right now, friends, for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media claimed we're under attack by Muslims. Now they're covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. And I am systematically showing you how this is being done by showing you the present. I'm showing you the past and how it's been played out before in the past and how it's being played out today in the present. And I'm trying to show you this because prevention is better than cure if the willing people in this country will be willing enough to stand up against what's going on and hold those accountable that are perverting government in this country. Okay? Again, we're for good government here, friends, every step of the way. I was just highlighting the fact during the last segment how the homosexuals, the sodomite community is being used as a political battering ram to upend American sovereignty. And I warned that this is all about the kids. And everybody said, well, Bradley, that's just a little extreme, or you're lunatic, or you're crazy. And nobody attacked me more than those that are guilty of what I said, friends, because we're in it today. And guess what it's all about? It's all about the kids. Go online to Sons of Liberty Media. By the way, you don't have to just go on Sons of Liberty Media. You can find this across the boards. ABC uses 11-year-old drag to test response. That's what I wrote. America, are you going to stand down on this one too? It's always been about the kids. And it's about a little 11-year-old boy. By the way, the Converse, the company Converse, you know those little cheap tennis shoes? They're using this little transgender, as they're calling him, as their mascot. But this little boy was being highlighted by your media in this country. And keep in mind, friends, look to Europe. Look to the UK. They demoralized them first, and then what they did is they began to conquer. Now you look to the UK alone, folks, 30 mayors, they're all Muslims. They're being overtaken, and they're still trying to figure out what's going on. Matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, I'm going to go there, just highlighting the information that, again, the CIA-controlled media is omitting on purpose. They don't want you to hear about what's going on over there because they don't want to warn you about what may happen here. No, they want it to happen here, or so they think. But did you know that there's a new program called Age Gap Love? It's the normalizing of pedophilia by mainstream media. It's a new reality show. So don't tell me about what I'm talking about is way out there. No, that's all I have to do is look to countries that are going through it right now, that are now coming to the realization of what they should have did when they had the time to do it, but they didn't do it. That's why I'm so, I don't even know how to look at them. Do I feel sorry for them? Nope, I don't. Because they have eyes, they have ears. Common sense comes into play. And when you tell them, listen, this is what's going on in that country, and this is what they're trying to do in this country, and they say, oh, that will never happen here. You know how many times I've heard that, and it happened here? And that's all I have to do is go back to the Word of God and say, yep, Lord, you said it would happen here. And it did happen here. And now we're here. See, the Word of God is infallible, friends. All right? And the law is always perpetual in the Spirit. He's always at work. And the mercy is that he always uncovers the crime. And his command is to the church to deal with the crime. Now we see the church is advocating the crime. Normalizing the crime. Oh, oh my gosh. This is like shooting yourself in the foot. It's like taking a 12-gauge and blowing a hole at the base of the boat. That's exactly what's happening here. And by the way, I want to highlight this too. One of the things concerning the sodomite agenda, one of the things that I also said 15 years ago, I have it on articles. You can look at the dates if you'd like to. I said that you're going to find teachers preying on students in public schools. Well, we found out that NEA, friends, was trying to pass a bill giving immunity to teachers to commit the crimes with students. So this is all pre-planned. Oh my gosh, what happened in the 70s, friends? Oh my goodness. They've been given to their own minds, haven't they? Also, I have a video out there, the child trafficking documentary, some in Congress did not want you to see. Why do you have these politicians that are just a bunch of they're nothing but a bunch of pushovers, friends? They're extorted men, that's why. And friends, if they're not going to stand up, then you stand up and remove them. Article 2, Section 4. And then charge them for their crimes against we the people for not upholding the law and replace them with those that will. So let me go now to the Muslim agenda, because what we're talking about again here is for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media claimed that we were under attack, inundating us with the fact that we were under attack by Muslims. Now it's the same U.S. government and the same media that are covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. And I'm saving the best for last on purpose. The Muslim agenda is in close pursuit while using the same exact methodic tactics, exactly as the homosexuals. I remember just not too long ago, 3 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and I had dinner with a friend of mine from California in Anaheim. And I told him years before that, I wrote on it, WND. Telling the people that, listen, this whole sodomite agenda is just being used as a political battering ram to make way for Sharia law. You know, remember John Adams said our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious under the umbrella of the Christian faith. People, it's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. If you're an immoral people, your government doesn't apply unless you enforce the law. And there it lies, our freedoms. But I remember telling him this, and he said to me, just unbeknownst to him, that I was the one that was writing the articles. He said, did you know that the Muslims are using the gay agenda? Yeah, I know. In every country that they plunder, I know. Just look. The best example is Europe. And if you want to see it big time in your face, look to the UK. Look what Tommy Robinson's going through. He's calling out all these pedophile groups, right? And what's happening? They're trying to demonize him. They throw him in prison for how long? And they're going to retry him again because he was exonerated of the charge. I mean, it's just crazy, friends. The good guys today are not the good guys. It's what the media calls the bad guys. Those are the good guys. That's just the fact of the matter. The Word of God is always good, okay? And it changes not. And He changes not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Malachi 3:6. Read it when you get a moment. But going forward, the Muslim agenda is exact, methodic. Same exact tactics as the Sodomites. Exactly. They play the victim and then they attack. Let me ask you, since Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have been illegally put into a place in government capacity, it's against the law. It's subversive. Just so you know, they're not there according to our law. And they're there because the American people are tolerating them. That's why they're there. Okay. And like other subversive groups like the Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and these other outlets, friends, that somehow feel that they have a lawful right to attack the law, they don't realize that they're communists, right? At least many of them don't. Just keep in mind, when they first stuck their head out, too, the American people just took them like they were a joke. Now look what they've done. Look at the damage some of these organizations have done to their own country, okay? It's the same thing that's going to happen to the Muslims if they're not lawfully dealt with and cut out of that position legally and lawfully. What do? They play the victim just like the gays. They attack just like the gays. And what's it all about? It's not the shield. It's the spear. It's all in an attempt to tear down the law. Let me ask you this, just to show you. What is the Muslim retort? It's name-calling. See, that's what happens when they lose a lawful debate, which there is no debate. The law says this, and if there's a debate, friends, I'm holding to the law to shut down the debate, period. Okay? What is their retort? Well, just like that of the Sodomites, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, racists, haters. Nobody's used the word racist more than Rashida Tlaib and that of Ilhan Omar. Racist was a word that was used for what? To browbeat dissenters, period. Who created that word? Well, Leon Trotsky. Was it around before that? I'm sure it was. But this is the modern understanding and translation of it, okay? To browbeat dissenters. Those that didn't agree with them, they would use the media to browbeat them. Are you sick and tired of being browbeaten yet, America? Because I am. Okay? So again, what's the Muslim retort? Well, just like the gays, right? Here. I'm going back up to it. Haters, bigots, this is the gays, homophobic, homophobia, okay, when attacking their opposition. Going to the Muslims, what's their retort? Racist, haters, bigots, Islamophobic, Islamophobia, all the while attacking their opposition. And by the way, American law stands against both subversive demographics. Okay, and just like that of the Sodomite agenda, now American kids are being subjected to the Islamic indoctrination, did you not know, in public schools with the help of the ACLU and other subversive organizations in the United States of America, like that of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, right? Who has ties to terrorism. And America knows this. And the media is there putting the microphone up to their mouth. What am I talking about, friends? I'm talking about they're covering for Muslims when they attack Americans now. America, you're under attack. Okay? I'm going to get to the nitty-gritty on the other side. I saved the best for the last, and I'm going to highlight some of the things that have taken place without your even hearing a peep about it, namely here in the state of Minnesota, just to give you an idea, giving you her first-hand experience. And we're also going to take Deborah from Oklahoma. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for joining us today. This is the final segment. We got Deborah calling from Oklahoma. Now, Deborah, I know that you've been on live chat for a while there, and I know you called in earlier, so do forgive me. Don't know what happened. Maybe they got a little bit busy down there. But we have you on air now, so what is it that you have to say to 110 radio affiliates across the country?
What Bradley is saying is true. Sorry.
That's okay.
I have gone through an awakening here in Oklahoma the last year. This is Oklahoma, guys. This is not Michigan or some other place. Oh, by the way, I lived in Minneapolis, okay?
Okay.
I moved down here from Minneapolis, and I saw what was happening in Minneapolis where community college would pay for washrooms and meetings for the Muslims, but then would kick out the believers, the Christians. And I tried to fight against that, and I came down here, and in the last year, and actually even yesterday, I'm Chile. He couldn't spell it, so I just said, Deborah, tell him it's Deborah, okay? But yesterday I talked to a Moroccan. He's been here 4 years. They live in like what I would consider a group. They literally move from state to state and use up the benefits and then move to the next state. I ask you, how many of us could do that?
That's exactly right. See, people don't understand that even now they're being allured into the United States by their said representative, something called now, well, welfare first, right? You shut down welfare, they're not going to come here. Secondly, they have something called sanctuary cities, which is completely unconstitutional, completely illegal. But the American people think, well, those representatives are just doing them a favor. They're just doing them a favor by bringing them into America illegally. If they cross the border into America illegally, what do you think you're going to deal with once they get here? And so here it begins. Until the American people deal with corruption in their governments, in their government, local and national and federal, nothing's going to change. If you're sitting back waiting for someone to do the job, I want to tell you something. Those that are doing the job are not the people that you want doing the job. And it's just that simple. But you're exactly right, Deborah. And we're seeing this across the country. And you're in Oklahoma, and you're telling us, so you're seeing this. Are you seeing this on a massive scale, or are you just beginning to see this now in Oklahoma?
It's on a massive scale, Bradley. In 2015, during a power outage, I went to a hotel, and I was working at the time, and so my kids were there, and I came back. I came back to the hotel, and there were four Middle Eastern guys, I call them Arabs, walking down the middle of the driveway. This is at 10 o'clock at night on Friday night, screaming and yelling and throwing things at the car. Two late teen, two I guess I would call late 20s. I went into the desk. I said, what was happening? I said, they wouldn't even get out of the way. Finally, I said, rolled down my window. I said, look, if you guys don't get out of the way, I'm running you over. I've had it. And yep. I went in there, and she related to me how that same group came in and intimidated her to try to get her to kick out people from their rooms so they could be together because they deserved it. That was in 2015. And since then, where I live, there's lottery visa people here that have 10 kids, which I wrote in the chat. There's people from, I mean, I'm surrounded here. This is not a new thing. And yet I talk to people, and they're like, oh, that can't be. We're not a sanctuary city. The chief says we're not a sanctuary city. And then I pull out information, and they look at it, and they go, well, that's not what they said. I said, look at what they do rather than what they say. I'm going to say one more thing. I don't really care for the name calling, and I get it all the time too, which I know you do. And I tell people, like on Facebook, when I do the Facebook, which is very rarely, if you start name calling me, I'm done. I've won. You've lost because all you can do is bad. But I want to do more than, I mean, is there anything more that we can do to wake these people up out of their stupidity?
Well, the only thing you can do, keep in mind God never uses a majority, and you're never going to find that here in this country anyways, because a massive amount of the American people are fast asleep, no question about it. They're serving their idols, they're serving politics, they're serving their favorite sports idol, they're serving their favorite musician, and the list goes on. The fact of the matter is we have to be faithful to God. We have to, on an individual basis, be faithful to our neighbors, our communities. We can't make the decision for them, Deborah. They're going to have to make their own decision. But the fact of the matter is, and I want to make this clear, and thank you for the phone call, by the way. I want to make this real clear. We can only tell people we can't make decisions for them. And at the end of the day, we've done all that we can do. It's for them to respond. We can't make it for them concerning their decisions. With that said, I totally appreciate your phone call, and I'm totally glad that you just inserted that into national radio so people can understand that, listen, it's happening in the most unlikely places in the United States of America. Well, this is what's happening, America, right now. This agenda is going forward regardless of what administration is in front of you right now. As I said during the inception of this brand new administration, the agenda is going to go forward. Why? Because God is in control. God is in control, and he's going to judge this nation, and he'll take it in steps. Read Leviticus 26, and he's in his mercy kind enough to show you this is what's going to happen unless you return to me. Acts 20, verse 21 as well, okay? With that said, I have to cover this. I have a short amount of time, and I want you to listen concerning news that has been left off through the CIA-controlled media, okay? One of them is we have 35 jihadi camps in America. Today, you can watch Sean Hannity highlight it back in 2009, along with CNN. They blurted the truth out in their confusion. You can watch those on sonsoflibertymedia.com or go to the YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Check out those pages. I'm going to give you some headlines. They're also in the schools, the Muslims are today. And interestingly enough, the governments and the media are giving them cover. San Diego parents successfully repeal designated terror group care from classrooms. Interesting. Did you know about that, America? Well, that's been going on for some time, too. It started under the Clintons. We have a new video exposing CARE operative, how she lies about being threatened as being fearful at a Florida free speech rally in support of Annabella Lima Taub, okay, who took a stand and telling the people, just like Deborah and myself, on radio today, for you to understand what's happening, how they play the victim when in fact they're attacking. Another one, Muslim mosques and military bases in America. That parallel was given unto us by former FBI Director John Guandoli. America, since September 11th, you have a 74% increase in mosques into the United States of America. You have a total of 3,000 mosques in America and growing. Okay, and it's growing exponentially, friends, under this administration today. Okay, that's another thing. Did you hear about the Muslims that are colonizing under your noses? Because they are. What are they doing? Well, once they get enough people there, they begin to put Muslim representatives into position only to attack, not as a representative of the U.S. Constitution, but as representatives of Sharia law. And it's interesting, you know what? They needed help getting away from their desolate third world countries only to come here to do the same thing here as they did there. Okay? They're not assimilating, friends. Did you hear about the media? Muslim primaries and those that are applying for government positions in America, many of them can't even speak English, friends, and they give their speeches in Arabic. Did you see the pictures of France? Because a picture's worth a thousand words. The Muslims are bringing the culture in with them, friends. Okay? What they just did, this is just a week and a half ago, Houston mayor honors designated terror group. Names this particular day, CARE Texas, Houston Day. Remember Mustafa Carroll out there, a member of CARE, he said, in America, we don't submit to their law. We're above their law. Okay, and they act accordingly. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, wrote, Ramadan Bombathon 2019, the attacks, crimes, and deaths performed by Islamic jihadis this year alone. Did you hear about the media covering up 100 Somali teens and adults assaulting families and children at amusement park? Not a peep from the media in Minneapolis. Just a week and a half ago, media blackout, 8 to 10 Somali teens in Jihad Rep Ilhan Omar's district in Minneapolis attack white people with hammers and metal pipes. Not a peep out of the media, friends. Not a peep from the CIA-controlled useful idiots in Minnesota, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have the Muslim invasion is not something that you're going to be able to run from. Here's the bottom line. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another, America, and it's for you, just like I was telling Deborah, and I apply it to myself and others, I can only give you the message, friends. It's for you to repent, to understand the kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven is before you. And it's for you to respond to God and keep in his commandments, because if you truly love him and your brothers and sisters, no one has to tell you what to do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.